I'm Tabitha Safdie for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance with My Telehealth. Hospital waiting rooms around the state for the last few weeks have been full. In South Carolina alone, DHEC is reporting more than 3,400 hospitalizations associated with the flu. As of this report, 128 people have died statewide this flu season.
The flu is widespread throughout the state, so we're seeing cases in all areas of the state. There's no one county where it's worse or no particular DHEC region that sees it worse. We're seeing high levels in all areas.
That's Dr. Tracy Fu, a medical consultant for DHEC's Immunization and Acute Disease Office. She says this week was particularly tragic.
We had our first pediatric death, which is always a tough thing, that there's a child that's died from a potentially vaccine-preventable disease. And, you know, our numbers are still going up.
The agency says South Carolina is seeing widespread activity for the ninth straight week. That's according to the DHEC Weekly Surveillance Report, which provides data on flu-like cases and flu-like illnesses. Dr. Fu says the virus is still prevalent throughout the state, and the reported numbers may be a low estimate.
So the number of cases that we've seen this week is still pretty much on par with what we saw last week. So we're still at high levels of flu right now. Again, our report is based on what's reported to us. So there may be more people out there who are sick who don't go to the doctor and don't get tested.
DHEC says there's still time to get vaccinated if you haven't done so already.
It is not too late to get the flu shot. The flu shot is still available for many healthcare providers, pharmacies, health departments, DHEC health departments. It's not too late to protect yourself from the flu.
Patients can log in, fill out their symptoms, and get a diagnosis within a few minutes.
I think it's a great access point for patients and for convenience. And if patients are concerned, you know, they may have some symptoms of the flu and they're not sure if they should go to the doctor, or they're not sure, you know, or they're not feeling well and they can't make it out, or they can't get an appointment at their doctor's office, I think it's a great option to be evaluated, and, you know, hopefully that provider can check out where they are.
Amelia Bischoff is Palmetto Health's telehealth manager. She says the hospital's telehealth services provide an alternative to an office visit.
During a hard-hitting flu season, primary care providers are not always readily available. So by deploying a telehealth solution, or several of them, this is our way of helping patients get the right level of care at the right time when it's convenient for them.
Bischoff says patients have used those services in recent months due to the flu season. And Palmetto Health isn't the only hospital seeing a spike in this type of service. Greenville Health System, McLeod Health, and the Medical University of South Carolina report a higher use in their e-visit systems. With an e-visit, patients can get diagnosed and prescribed medication all relatively quickly.
Telehealth is very unique in the sense where we can create a virtual environment that mimics the same environment that you would find in a clinic. However, when you connect people virtually, you are eliminating the risk of spreading flu.
Health officials say getting vaccinated is still your best line of defense against the flu.
The most important thing to remember, and a lot of people are afraid of this, is that the flu shot does not cause the flu.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. The stories can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.